Thanks for being here, everyone. We're going to play now. Hello.
thick. The cargo that I hold, wounds and loves unresolved. I wake up with the sun in my eyes. The present moment tries, but now I'm back where I was when I was 20, crashing through the soil alone and mumbling. One moment thinking I'm wise, and in the next one I rise, trying to re-remind myself of something learned and forgotten. Countless sunrises burying shelter in the arms of any other person, though I will try again. I'll deny the blanketing sky, the thing I just realized for probably the millionth time, that walking with my knees trembling the true state of all things. The true state of all things is a waterfall with no bottom crashing in, no ledge to plummet off, full of debris and flowers never not falling. We swim and fall, sometimes beside someone, but often apart. It's just chaos heaving. Present moment skies, squinting and wondering how I got here, going through the contents of my backpack, shaking out the dust to bring some empty space back. Filling a long merch table with artifacts, looking back to see if I could draw a map that leads to now. I remember where I was when I was 20 or 17 or 23. The disinterested sun would still rise every morning, same as now. Dawn was loud. I took my breakfast to the couch on the porch of the punk house. Coffee and low tide smell, and my life stretching out. Spending hours each morning reading poems and staring off, and then snapping back to urgency. I did my dishes, and then I would sprint to the studio again. Spend all day and night digging in
distorted bass, splice tape, singing lines like there's no end. I won't look for you in my room about my friends. I check the microphones at hotmail.com like once a week. I would drive out to the ocean and not tell anybody. I watch Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon in a dollar theater in Aberdeen. It was a rainy matinee, 2001, Sunday, March 18th. And in the parking lot after work, for a few minutes in the rain, I stood glowing with ideas of what I might try to convey. Music at that moment, my mind flashing like a blade. A 22-year-old in flip-flops running around in an empty mall parking lot, lost in a martial arts fantasy. I know it seems ridiculous now, but the truth is that alone
slowly.
tall grass, and slowly the sound of roaring waves returned. I returned to my station wagon with a wet face. Extravagant solitude invigorates. I drove back to Olympia clear-headed, temporarily, and went back into the studio to resume whatever this thing is, this spooling out repetitive of decades-long song string, this river coursing through my life, these wild swipes of meaning. And now I circle back to look into the spring. When I was 17, it was 1995. I was already by then a couple years deep into this weird pursuit, playing drums, copying lyrics out to hang them in my room until I started making my own embarrassing early tries at this thing that sings at night above the house, branches in the wind, bending wordlessly. I wanted to capture it on tape. First I called my recordings a different name. Called it the microphones on the third cassette I made, 'cause I loved recording, and the equipment seemed to be living, and it sang to me like static interference from the small AM radio station down the street, night in and a quarter soon. 90s oil tankers rumbling. I stayed late recording every night. Then I drove back to my parents' house. My headlights through the trees along Hard Lake Road, winding down the dark slope beneath Mount Erie. I was already. Bottle of India ink, I use masking tape all the time. Julie Dwaron, Tori Amos, Cranberries, Sinead O'Connor, Eric Strip, Red House Painter, Sonic Youth, This Mortal Coil, etc. Kurt Cobain had died. I had my driver's license and a girlfriend, and we'd cling to each other and dream that anything permanent. Even back then, the beast of uninvited change insisted itself in, and look here, it still hangs. But when I was young, I would go driving. I saw Stereo Lab in Bellingham, and they played one chord for 15 minutes. Something in me shifted. I brought back home belief I could create eternity. Leaning the guitar up on the amp, taping down organ keys. Feeding back forever, distorted waves of cymbals, ocean. slowly starting to try to move the words beyond mere melancholy. Into something that rings true and old and useful, hopefully. But when I was 17, I sang in the moment, heard romantically grasping in the dark, like shadows of the moon on the back of the car seat, where she sat once. It's not that bad, but I know I want it to go deeper beneath pain, beneath the human. Is it because my parents barely had any money and preferred to leave the baby in the garden, that I grew up to blur the boundary between myself and the actual churning dirt of this place, that it feels normal to me to speak with the voice of weather, to build and then move into a mirage made of songs cascading down a rock face in a homemade myth? Even deeper back into the mist, when I was 12 or 13, on a family trip we hiked down a steep bluff to an ocean beach in whipping rain. My little brother's clothes got wet from playing in the winter waves. My parents made a fire of smoky driftwood and we held him. We took his wet clothes off and we held him naked above the flames, smelling like smoke and salt on the drive home. Surely this explain something about whoever it was that sang all these songs. Cause when you're younger, vibrates with significance, gazing at the details in the artwork of a 7-inch, devouring every word in a zine. There was barely internet, meaning it's attributed wherever appetite bestows a thing, with resonating, glowing, ringing out through a life. From these times, do I carry with me still the things I survive, return repeatedly, and I find again that I am a newborn every time. When
When I got back to Olympia from the ocean, I woke up early before dawn to start recording the things I wanted to communicate. Had to do with finding how to break out from seeing only the inside of reflected ocean on the sky. It was early 2001 was almost 23. I'd finished recording the Glow Part 2, and I was either always on tour, setting up a tour, always running, voracious, thirsty. I'd go out to Ward Lake with friends, swim out to the middle, and dive as far as I could down to where the water gets cold. Go up on the roof at night and actually contemplate the moon. My friends and I trying to blow each other's minds, just laying there gazing, young and ridiculous, and we meant it, our eyes watering. The moon without abstraction then became a floating ball of rock in outer space, not a sticker or a black paper. We were making food and records and paintings and walking around beneath a real infinity. I felt my sides that brief dissipating shock of looking into outer space and seeing just for a second bottomless distance pressed against my face, my little mind trying to write it down, zooming out, faint yelp lost in a thunderstorm, sufficiently small, thinking on the
the geologic scale, making the voice of mountains, reaching beyond my old concerns from when I was 17. In 1995, all the layers of life glint in my flashing eyes. And at any moment we could die. And so with urgency I keep a candle by my side and watch it the same time. The weather moves across the land, doesn't have a reason. This rippling uncertainty beneath our bones is still the true state of all things. It was at a truck stop in northern Italy. I was on tour playing drums in this band, Old Time Religion. Noise wandering off alone, squinting into the setting sun. My notebook filling. I was touring, living on an alternate plane within, but set apart from this life where people wake and work and don't self-uproot each day. Instead, we just pass through the towns like criminals. I was so glad to be included in this rare world. This moving cult of groundlessness, roomless, moving awake. Across that parking lot, recognition of the same. Another touring American band, Bonnie Prince Billy, all dressed in their matching tracksuits and sunglasses. Grizzled and silly, it was a kind of Italian tour costume. They thought they were blending in, but not really. They had this playfulness with their persona that blew my mind with its permeability. I thought, who is it even that sings and who comes to life between the ears of the hearers in the rooms at night? And how can we all get deep? Packaging distracts from the nourishment it wraps. Fixation on the singer's face or on the band name keeps us groveling and blind at the edge of a sea. Unsubmerged in the singing waterfall, looking for a door into the mansion, taking this weird art project out into public, indulging in cultivated ambiguity about participants' identities, letting misperceptions hang because nothing's really true. This imagined collective called the microphone. We wrote about climbing up and dying and flying off as vultures and a universe beyond innocent of the real air of death that awaited down the path. At the very end of 2002, I took the microphone's name, crumpled it up, and burned it in a cave on the frozen edge. I made a boundary between two arrows of my young life, a feeble gesture, making chaos seem organized. A roaring river carves on, laughing at my efforts, and the idea of something called Mount Erie engulfed me, and time freezing moon by mayhem, and these words jumped out. The cemetery lights up again. Eternity opens. In other words, nothing stays the same. No one knows anything. Someone else lives in the house I used to live in, and soon it will be torn down or burned. And who would even want to live in a prolonged stagnation? I am older now, and I no longer feel the same way that I did even 5 seconds ago. Watch me thrash around and try to gracefully allow the past to hang like no big deal. Bands that break up and then reunite for money can do whatever they want, I don't care. Makes me glad that I am only just one contrary grump. Impossible to reunite, fly the present moment burn. I will never stop singing this song, it goes on forever. I started when I was a little kid, and I still want to hold it lightly. This luxurious privilege to sit around frowning and wondering what it all means, playing with words and trying to prove that names mean nothing. They're just a finger pointed at the moon, mistaken for something shining and true. I never used to think I would still be standing here at 43, trying to breathe calmly through the waves. Nothing's really changed in this effort that never ends. When I took my shirt off in the yard, I meant it, and it's still off. I'm still standing in the weather, looking for meaning in the giant meaningless days of love and loss. Water falling down. the sun relentlessly rises still. It seems like I'll never not lose wisdom, constantly relearning all the basics, never recognizing any faces, crawling out from under living layers, squinting in the light of earth, bathing, shaking off the weight of expectation, plus all this nostalgia embarrassing. So I walk into an unknown room without a name. So what if I label this song Microphones in 2020? Hope the absurdity that permeates everything joyfully rushes out and floods this room like water from the ceiling, undermining all of our delicate senses of stability, admitting that each moment is a new collapsing building. Nothing is true, but this trembling, laughing in the wind, anyway, every song sung is about the same thing, standing on the ground, looking around, basically. If there have to be words, they could just be now only, and there's no
thank you.